So inflation report is out, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like it. I just saw it pop up.
I haven't seen the number yet.
On
but
Fox
I
News.
Saw that it was out. Yeah.
2.7%.
Okay.
Inflation rate. So that's would be the annual rate right now. I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Inflation. I'm reading this live as we go, so bear with me. Inflation ticks up in June following tariffs. That's how the Hill is is framing it. Inflation rose, let's see, by 2.7% in June. Labor Department's Consumer Price Index rose by 0.3% on the month to hit an increase of 2.7% compared to last year. The Federal Reserve's target for inflation is 2%. Okay, correct. This is frustrating. The way that they're writing this, you don't have to read the way other people have written it. Generally, if you come in between about 2.4 and really even 2.9, but 2.7 is better, that's been just historically where we want to be economically. I mean, I'd rather print no money and have no inflation, but whatever. A manageable inflation rate is considered to be under 3. So this is exactly where you want to be, even if there is a slight increase in June in the inflation rate. And they were saying they're desperate to turn this into like sour grapes somehow. Well, they can't figure out how to do it. And if that's the Hill, it's what you'd expect from them. Yeah. Economists were expecting an annual rise in the June index of between 2.6% and 3.0%. So the increase is in line with their expectations. Of course, that is the dead last paragraph of the piece, should be the first paragraph of the piece. Joe Biden would have loved to have 2.7% inflation, which means we are back to where historically we've always been when nobody was paying attention to these reports every time they came out because they were so boring under Trump. So look, when Trump left office, he was at 2.4%. So this is very much statistically in line with where he is. It's slightly higher, but both are good. I mean, it's solidly beneath 3%. So I guess what is Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell going to do? Put his hands over his ears and go la, 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 like my kids do when I put them in timeout? Can't hear you, Mom. What was the inflation rate? I don't know. Can't hear anything. My hands are over my ears. This is how we make financial policy now.
Maybe they should say this is transitory.
Yeah, no, it's wouldn't that be great if that moron came out, our Federal Reserve Chairman, he's like, well, we'll have high inflation eventually. This is transitory. Like he said when we were at, I'll never forget it, 4.4% inflation. He's like, this is totally transitory. We can print trillions more. No, it'll be fine. We went to 9%. That's the moron who is currently telling us he's very afraid and doesn't want to lower interest rates. Now, he doesn't want to lower interest rates because that would help Trump. It really would help the American people. Well, he hates Trump so much.
But anything that helps the American people helps the power of the party in power. So he doesn't want to do that. So.
And then you don't get appointed to lots of boards making lots of money when you leave office. And that really is the goal here for him, not for you. You and I will just go on being regular.
Yes.
You know.
Whatever it is, we are.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, in the good news file, I love having a good news file again. There just really wasn't one with Joe Biden. Making progress dismantling the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. I went to get my hair cut once, and this woman asked me, because she was scared. This was when Trump was running, and she was just a client of the woman who cuts my hair. And she wanted to know, too, Trump's going to disassemble the Department of Education. What will happen to schools? Nothing.
Well, if anything, they'll probably get better because they won't have government interference.
You will not notice at all, other than that your school will have a lot more freedom to operate in the way that they would like to. All it is a bunch of liberal, pointy-headed bureaucrats telling the local school what to do. And I explained, I was like, you know, hey, this is how this works. Bottom line is we send our money to them. They tell us what we have to do to get it back. And unfortunately, usually it's really liberal stuff we disagree with here in South Carolina.
Right, stuff that the NEA is pushing.
Yeah. So whole court case, Trump wins it. And they're saying, they keep saying he wants to fire half. He's firing half the Department of Education. The numbers don't quite say that. There's 4,400 total workers. Trump plans to fire 1,300. So, I mean, unless you're using Common Core math, that's not half. But maybe if we use Common Core math, it is that.
just be sure to show your work, Tara.
Okay, sure. Yeah, right. You know, my daughter says to me the other day, she says, I discovered, because she's studying for the SAT, she's doing math all summer, I discovered really much easier ways to do math than I was taught. And it was just the stuff we used to do.
Right, exactly.
She was very proud of herself. She said, my teacher won't let me do it.
The OG method.
Yeah, the common sense method, the easy 1, 2, 3-step method instead of 15-step. Yeah, that. So anyway, whatever. 1,300 of them, by the way, Common Core Math came to the Department of Education, yet another educational disaster mandated on the people of the United States of America, but whatever. Trump planning to fire 1,300 of them. Maybe they get to half eliminated because I know they're going to transfer some of these people and programs out of the Department of Education, so maybe that's how they get to half. I don't know. The bad news is, unfortunately, the Supreme Court was pretty clear about this, that Trump can't dismantle and shut down the Department of Education because Congress authorized its creation. And so that would take an act of Congress, which maybe we'll get. I don't know. But for now, he can't do that. But the Supreme Court did agree he can pare this down. And what's really interesting about this is that this, in the entire history of the country, this has never been adjudicated before. Like, we never knew, okay, if Congress appropriates the money. This, and these are questions being settled by Trump. That's how radically different his administration is. We didn't know if Congress appropriates it, does the president have to spend it? Can he save it? Can he send the excess over to the Treasury because he doesn't want to spend it? Nobody knew because nobody's ever cut government before.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Which is a scary thought.
Not in any meaningful kind of way. So this question, and this is very historic stuff, has never been settled until now. Unfortunately, he can't just shut the doors and hold it. By the way, you're wondering, like, well, how did he shut the doors then on USAID? Congress did not authorize its creation, so Trump could just shut the whole thing down. That was authorized by a president, by JFK, actually, and in an executive order. So you can just undo that. But the good news is this is Trump doing his level best to keep his campaign promises. And hopefully we'll get the GOP to go along with shutting the doors. We do not need a Department of Education. I'm convinced it's not even constitutional. If I was on the Supreme Court, I would have just taken a crayon and written unconstitutional across the whole thing and turned it in, right?
Or at least a Sharpie.
Yeah, a Sharpie. Maybe a whole sentence.
Yeah.
The DOE. You
need one of those big, fat, thick black Sharpies like Trump uses to sign those executive orders.
Yeah, well, no, but education is not a power that the federal government has, which means it's reserved for the states.
Exactly.
We shouldn't have a Department of Education. Right. The founders would be completely confused.
Yeah. I mean, you know, South Carolina Department of Education, that's fine. That's constitutional. That's the way it should be. But the federal government, no, it shouldn't be there.
So that's what kind of torques me out a little bit about the Supreme Court decision. But they obviously didn't want to take that step further and say, by the way, you know, let's just shut the doors. It's not constitutional anyway. Now, the Pentagon is. Yeah, but definitely not that. You know, so whatever. But it's a good start, and it gets a lot of bureaucrats out of a lot of people's hairs. So that's good. Meanwhile, I love this. This is such good news. I know you opened the show with it in the news today. It is huge. Ice cream producers, composing 90% of the American supply, ice cream supply, have agreed to remove artificial dyes out of their products.
Now, of course, this won't affect you and I because we don't eat ice cream much anymore. So.
No.
But anyway, much. For the kiddos, yes.
Yeah, much. So artificial dyes, yes. So that's fantastic. They're voluntarily doing this. And you know what kills me? Two parts of this. It's all, we're going to do it in either 2027 or 2028, right? Yeah. All of these industries that are, you know, Mars, Nestle, all these other people who have done this. You know why? They're waiting to see if Democrats win the midterms. That's what they're doing. And let me guarantee, if they win the midterms, what they're going to do, they're going to put these dyes right back in, like the evil little boogers they are, in something Trump has to sign. Guarantee it. Yeah. And they all know it. And their lobbyists know it. And they're waiting to see, okay, do we really, really have to stop poisoning Americans? Yes, you do. Well, that'll really depend on whether the Democrats win the midterms, in which case they'll just put it all back in. But for now, they got to play the game because there's tremendous pressure. But you know what? This is going to sound crazy. Do you know there's no dyes in the ice cream in Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means they can make it without dye. And what is so annoying is a lot of these big companies, like take Mars, for example, they'll make products in the U.S. with the dyes, but they'll ship products to Canada without them. So this whole, we need to 2027. Oh, look at the time here. At least 28 to get this out. No, you don't. You do it already. Yeah. You do it already. And you know, okay. I don't know. Do you know the background about petrochemical dyes in how toxic they are and how Kennedy discovered all this? It's really actually fascinating. Kennedy was your typical annoying environmental Democrat lawyer, right? So he's going around and he's suing toxic waste sites, which isn't all bad. Somebody should probably do it. Got to keep that stuff out of the water supply, right?
Yeah.
And one of the byproducts of processing petrochemicals are these toxic dyes. And they were you know, dumped in some cases in landfills and dumped in other places they shouldn't be. So Kennedy would go around suing these big, you know, oil producing, extracting, refining companies. Okay. Well, then he realized what they were doing with these colored, funky, toxic products of theirs when they weren't polluting the land with them. They were selling them to the food industry to color our food with. And he's like, wait a minute. I just sued and won to keep it out of the water supply, so they're selling it to the food industry? Yeah. Welcome to America. And you got to realize that this is just the beginning of, that's what these dyes are. That's how toxic they are. They are considered toxic waste when they are in the environment. If they leach into the water supply, you will get sued. But they're in our food. It's insane. It's insane. And as Kennedy likes to say, and it's true, there are 10,000 artificial products, chemicals, dyes, toxins that are in America's foods that are not allowed in Europe. In Europe, there's about 200.
And think, Tara, it took a Democrat that became an independent in a Republican administration to get this done.
I know. It's crazy. And that's what, look, I don't like a Democrat. If there was any Republican besides Kennedy who could have done this, I'd have been like, yeah, do them. But, you know, appoint them. But there wasn't. There is nobody on either side of the aisle that has the background he does. So I'm so glad that he's getting results. I really am. But if we could have them now, please.
Gee, that sounds bipartisan, Tara.
I know. It'll never happen again. Trust me.